Welcome to the Beating Burnout series. I am Jean Wolves, and today is day 6, Spend Smarter. So today is time for our final day of the series, and it's been a total blast hearing from you as you work towards reclaiming your time and your energy. I am a firm believer that it is possible to improve our happiness while teaching, and it is possible to make this career sustainable. It just takes some good, hard work and intentionality. During my first year teaching, I remember being on the phone with my dad as he walked me through how to make a mail merge document. I was trying to do some cool technological thing to help us streamline how we sent letters out to parents, and I felt a little ridiculous for spending so much time trying to create this new system that would supposedly save me time, and I said this to my dad. I remember him telling me this nugget of wisdom. Never be so busy chopping wood that you don't have time to sharpen your axe. So the third way for you to increase your energy during the year and feel happier is to learn ways to do things better and more efficiently, ways that save you time and prevent future problems to solve. So the most common advice new teachers tell me they hear is something along the lines of, "Don't worry, it gets better." So not helpful. But when does it get better? After you spend an entire year of crying yourself to sleep? After you go into school and feel like you're doing battle every single day against yourself, against your students, against your administration, against everybody? And do you really have to go through all of this misery in order to get there? I don't think that you have to go through all this in order to get there. And I actually think that there are a lot of things that you can be doing during the year in order to help yourself feel better. I think the key is working on one thing at a time. I think the key is adjusting your expectations for yourself. And I also think the key, there's a lot of keys. I also think the key is finding a community that can help you and support you in doing all of this. Unfortunately, not all schools can provide this for new teachers. So what to do? If you want to reboot your classroom for second semester, or if you're a new teacher looking for ways to decrease both work hours and anxiety, I've got something for you. This Beating Burnout series was actually derived from a full online course called Reboot Camp, a mid-year workshop for new teachers. I am so excited for you to check it out. The Reboot Camp is a self-paced workshop designed to help new teachers reflect on their classrooms so far and use step-by-step guides to solve common problems, decrease their work hours, and improve their teaching. Basically, it's a workshop that's designed to sharpen that axe and teach you how to spend that precious energy of yours smarter. But enrollment will only be open for 7 days for the winter cohort. And so if you have any inkling of curiosity or interest, you want to make sure that you sign up for more information in this email for today. When you sign up, you'll be included on emails about all the details. So everything that's covered in the course, FAQs, testimonials, a link to enroll, etc. I will also immediately send you a list of ways to save time while lesson planning to start implementing while you wait. You can click below in the email to sign up. And once you're signed up, I can't wait to tell you more about it. Until then, good luck with taking back your self-care, knocking out your anxiety, and energizing your teaching. I sincerely hope this series has been one that will bring more happiness to your life and your teaching. Have a lovely, lovely week and a lovely rest of the school year.